This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
The Mondak Oilfield Review, powered by buildingthebakken.com.
The 4th annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue.
How's those four wheels you call dependable transportation working out for you? Not so good? Well, it's time you head on over to Sample Auto Sales in Manning and align yourself with a vehicle that can be counted on. Whether it's a car, light or heavy-duty truck, or an SUV, they'll exhaust their network of resources till you're satisfied. Begin your quest now at SampleAutoSales.com or dial them up at 701-573-7875. Sample Auto Sales in Manning, a dealership that flat-out gets your done.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oil Field Review. Today we talk with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
Oil price still below what we need in order to reactivate wells, to frack non-completed wells, to activate drilling rigs. So I'm calling that a red light as well. You can see that the statewide rig count, it's down 88% from the peak. Amazing. Williams County is down 98% from what it was at the peak. There's most of Williams County is just not economic at today's oil prices. Just a small part of the southeastern corner of Williams County is economic. When we look at uncompleted wells and inactive wells, red light numbers there, uncompleted wells up 13 to 920. So it looks like companies are using that as their number one tool to manage cash flow. And then inactive well count jumped significantly, 84 from February to March. So it's up to 1,523 wells. So there's over 1,500 wells on the inactive list. Those are the wells that aren't even economic to keep producing at this oil price. And so we're not going to see workover rigs or crews activated to put those wells back on until we get a sustained 90 days above $40 WTI. That's still about 2 months away.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors and Sample Auto Sales in Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com and the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue happening June 17th at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, June 17th. From the staff at the Mondak Oilfield Review, we're asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.